police moved in at dawn, which has been the sort of regular way that they've been going about these clearances. They moved in, buses were at the ready, and some 2,113 migrants were rehoused in the course of this operation. The migrants are mostly men. They're from Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Chad. They'd been living in this camp alongside the canal just north of Paris for several months. They have allegedly been taken to temporary accommodation in the area. And by temporary accommodation, the state means they're disused sports halls, sometimes schools that are closed over the summer period, and that there they will be given the opportunity to present their papers to officials. They will also get health checks, and they will also be told what sort of hope they have of ever being given permanent residency here in France.
Are they seeking asylum? I know that many of them have come from countries blighted by war and poverty. Are they looking for visas or citizenship?
Essentially, at this stage, what they're hoping for is to be given some sort of chance at permanent residency in France. I mean, some of them admit they might not fit the status of a refugee or the status of an unaccompanied minor in danger. They just want somewhere where they can at least have a roof over their head, the possibility of getting an education for some of them, the possibility of even some sort of job. Again, though, this is France in COVID semi-lockdown situation where you don't have the government departments at full strength. You don't have any of the schools or any of the facilities for learning languages aren't open. They possibly won't be open again this year. So it's a difficult time for these migrants to be here asking for this because there's such a logjam.
Right. And of course, dealing with a pandemic on top of that. What about the other migrant camp that we also recently spoke about in Paris, where unaccompanied minors were staying? Are they still there?
They are. A month on from when NGOs set up this camp for the some 100 unaccompanied minors, mostly from Guinea, Côte d'Ivoire, they are still there, bang in the center of Paris, Place de la République. The NGOs that are supporting them say they're absolutely flabbergasted that the state hasn't moved in to help these unaccompanied minors. The state, for their part, says, look, we are part of a big European Union program to help unaccompanied minors who are in camps in Greece. Let's not forget, in those camps in Greece, there are some 5,000 unaccompanied minors there. Of that, the European Union has said they will distribute 1,600 across Europe. France has said they will take 350 of them. Already this week, we've seen 16 of those unaccompanied minors being moved to Finland. There were 16 unaccompanied minors from Somalia and Congo. Earlier on in the week, there were 83 vulnerable families also moved out of those camps in Greece. So essentially, the French are saying, we'll do it through the legal channels. We will not be balanced into taking in unaccompanied minors or those who say they're unaccompanied minors who are just turning up on our doorstep. You have to go through the process, however long, however difficult it might be. The UNHCR and the IOM, they're saying, is the appropriate channel.